This is the Seabed Daily Text. The three reasons we need Jesus to open the eyes of our hearts. Ephesians 1, 17 to 19. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Consider this. There's more going on in this prayer for great awakening than we realize. For starters, we're praying to be given the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Remember why? So that we may know him better. Next, we are praying that the eyes of our heart may be enlightened or opened. Remember why? That's where we left off. Before going further, though, this piece about opening the eyes of our heart is huge. I see this biblical concept of our heart as the convergence of our soul, spirit, body, brain, and overall mind. It is the multiplied factors of all our perceptive faculties, and this illumined by the fire of the Holy Spirit. This is the knowing beyond mere knowledge that Scripture speaks of in the second prayer for great awakening in Ephesians 3, 18 and forward, which we will cover next. So we are praying for the eyes of our heart to be enlightened for three reasons. In order that we may know, number one, the hope to which he has called you. Number two, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. And number three, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. There are at least a dozen PhDs worth of research to be done in each one of these multidimensional cosmic realities. Remember, though, we aren't going for knowledge, but knowing. We aren't going to learn these things by research, but by revelation. It's why we are dealing with these matters in the context of prayer. The hope to which he has called you. Honestly, I feel as though I'm something of a fourth grader when it comes to hope. I think I understand hope until I try to define it for myself in concrete terms. And then it gets rather, shall we say, Hallmarkish. Or for those reading from other nations, sentimental fluffiness. The biblical notion of hope is quite durable and weighty. I need revelation on this. I need the eyes of my heart to be enlightened in order to begin to grasp it. The riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. I think we might properly call this faith. Think of Hebrews 11 as though it were a bank, with enough gold to back up the value of every dollar ever printed, aka Fort Knox. Add to this the faith of every person who has ever lived by faith, also known as the communion of saints. Add to this the faith of the saints in the making all over the world right now, from Bangladesh and Brazil to your local church, and away to the ends of the earth. Here's an epiphany. He gives the inheritance to us in the form of his people. You know what that makes us for each other? Treasure. Consider the faith once handed down from the saints and being passed on through all the generations as though it were gaining exponentially compounded interest year after year after year. It's off the charts wealth. What if I began to read the Bible like it were God's will? Get it? His literal will. As in a document that details an inheritance. Wow. Maybe I've passed elementary school when it comes to faith. I need the eyes of my heart to be enlightened in order to move on to middle school. And his incomparably great power for us who believe. There's a word that captures the incomparably great power of God. The Greek term is agape. It is the love of all loves. It simply does not compare to any other notion we typically associate with the word love. It is love so concentrated, it conflagrares, a new word for me, into power. It is a power so amazing and so divine, it defines the very nature of God Himself, holy love. On this subject, I'm afraid I'm still rocking the training wheels. I need the eyes of my heart to be enlightened. Come, Holy Spirit. See what just happened there? There are three things that last forever, according to Scripture. Faith, hope, and love. These are eternal verities, revelatory realities. They come to those who want to know God better, who ask Him to give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation, who pray for the eyes of their heart to be enlightened. They come not to the strivers, but to the surrendered. The prayer. Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord. We want to know You. We want the knowing beyond knowledge. We want to know You in the unapproachable awe of Your glory and in the inescapable grasp of Your goodness. We want to press past the conventional religion of our time and enter the realm of revelation, not private, but personal, not secret and super spiritual or elitist, but that which is reserved for all who would come to You. Something tells me I'm further away than I think, and yet closer than I realize. I want to let go of what I cling to and lean in with all I have. Come, Holy Spirit, and open the eyes of my heart. I want to see Jesus, in whom faith and hope and love burn most brightly. In His name we pray. Amen. The question: where do you need more revelation or more knowing? A, the hope to which He has called you. B, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints. Or C, His incomparably great power for us who believe. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.